The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I don't know if you've ever witnessed spiders flying through the air, but it's pretty wild since, of course, arachnids lack wings. The process is called ballooning, and it's done while attached to a silken thread of their spider web. When ballooning, spiders typically climb to a high point and shoot out a long strand of silk, which catches a breeze and hoists the silk, as well as the spider, into the air. But unlike a person riding in a hot air balloon, a ballooning spider has no control over the route it takes or the spot where it touches down, and sometimes it lands right on top of a body of water. Fascinatingly, most of the spiders don't drown. Scientists have discovered that many spider species have water-resistant legs that allow them to get wet without sinking below the watery surface. Some even sail across the water by raising their legs up like sails and gliding to the shore, sort of ballooning across the surface of a lake. Of course, there are tens of thousands of spider species, and not all of them can balloon or sail. That is restricted to the lightly built web weavers. If a gigantic desert tarantula or one of the tropical bird-eating spiders fell in the water, it would just splash.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.